Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 31, Johannesburg 28, Mafeking op na 33 grade.
In the traffic, still a crash heading into the Buccleuch interchange from the Mike 1 northbound. That's just after the Woodmead Drive exit. It is still solidly backed up to Melrose Arch at the moment. And then, once you're in Midrand, there's a crash on the N1 highway affecting traffic both directions between Samrand and Olifantsfontein.
In your sport headlines, the Durban Super Giants 56 without loss in their match against the Paarl Royals, and Tottenham Hotspur take on Hoffenheim in the Europa League tonight.
Soos jy vroeër gehoor het, president Cyril Ramaphosa het die wetsontwerp op grondonteiening onderteken. Die wetgewing sit onder meer uiteen hoe staatsentiteite grond kan onteien en vervang die wet op grondonteiening van 1975. Cliff Schuko het meer oor wat die wetgewing behels.
The bill outlines how expropriation can be done and on what basis. The presidency says the law will assist all organs of state, local, provincial and national authorities to expropriate land in the public interest for various reasons, saying that the legislation will be used to promote access to natural resources. The bill repeals the current law and provides a common framework in line with the Constitution to guide the processes and procedures for expropriation of property by organs of state. Cliff Schuko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die Good Party se sekretaris-generaal Brett Herring het die stap namens sy party verwelkom.
Land dispossession, the original sin, has been so inadequately addressed by land reform policies since the demise of apartheid. South Africa needs both the tools and the political will to set this straight.
Nou te midde oor vrese vir wat die wetgewing kan inhou, het hy die volgende woorde van bemoediging.
It is not the loaded gun to chase landowners into the sea that opponents to this bill projected it to be.
Die DA het intussen gerugte dat die party voor 2026 'n verkiesingskonferensie gaan hou om die leier John Steenhuisen te vervang, ontken. Anastasie Mokgobo het meer besonderhede hieroor.
As he is currently serving as Minister of Agriculture under the Government of National Unity, speculations have been growing that this might be a test for his leadership in the party, with some suggesting that he might be removed before his term comes to an end in 2026. But the party's federal chairperson, Ivan Meyer, has dismissed this, saying the constitution prescribed an elective conference at least every 3 years. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
In die kruisondervraging van 'n vrou wat die Oos-Kaapse regter-president van seksuele teistering beskuldig, gaan na verwagting môre in Rosebank voort. Nou vandag op dag 9 van die ondersoek na wangedrag teen regter Selby Menenge, het sy regsverteenwoordiger Motsi Sikakane aan die Swamengo se getuienis weer probeer uitrafel en hy het opnuut beklemtoon dat haar reaksie op seksuele boodskappe van die regter-president uitgelaat is, wat daarop kan dui dat sy tog ingestem het. Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Limpopo Noordwes is môre gedeeltelik bewolk en warm. Enkele donder en reënbuie word ook in hierdie provinsies verwag. Pretoria 16:31, Johannesburg 15:28, Mbombela 18:30 en Skukuza 19:33, Polokwane 17:29, Msina 19:32, Mafeking 19:31 en Rustenburg 18:31. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Four in a row. More music you love. And more music than anyone else. On The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. List goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four.